course, have a befitting place for worship for Christmas. And just to remind you that this Mass is offered for your intentions. Father just mentioned to me this morning that we have like 200 persons who donated this beautiful flower. So thank you very much. We're very grateful. Thank you. And for all those who, all of you who have sent cards and gift to us for Christmas, I'm very grateful. Father Jess is very grateful. Father Kurt is also very, very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm about to begin my homily today, but unfortunately, I don't know anything about football or baseball. And so I'm going to go to my comfort zone. Soccer, right? In fact, my team is actually 9:30. Chelsea will be playing Tottenham. It's a London derby. So anyway, I hope they don't disappoint me. Anyway, so in soccer, every team needs 11 players to play a competitive game. Among these 11 players, there is usually a particular player who does what we call the dirty job. He does the dirty job for the team. He must be willing to commit tactical fouls when necessary, even if he risks getting a yellow card or a red card that will send him out of the game permanently. If it is for the good of the team, the coach will always instruct you, you must do that. Get that tackle. So we have such players in every team. In today's gospel, we heard about Joseph and his struggle with accepting Mary's pregnancy. Mary was in a very big crisis, and Joseph, with the help of the angel, accepted to do the difficult job, the dirty job. All the inconveniences that comes with Mary's pregnancy. He became a wanderer, just going up and down, back to Egypt, Nazareth, Bethlehem, a wanderer. And he forfeited having a life of his own. He had to abandon all his dreams and to take care of Mary and Jesus. Many of you here today are the Josephs of our time. You have been silently and quietly making sacrifices for people in your lives. Many of you are putting in tons of hours every week to care for your sick spouse, your sick parents, your sick mother-in-law, your sick father-in-law, your sick child, a sick brother, or a sick sister. Like Joseph, there are some of you here who are carrying the burden of your family in silence. Many of you parents are so exhausted and working extra hours to take care of your family. You're almost worn out and tired because of this responsibility, yet no one seems to care or notice, and lives keep going on every day under serious and constant stress. And sometimes the people we make these great sacrifices for and not to our expectation, very grateful, and that can be disappointing. Worse still, we don't even know when this stress is going to be over. It leaves you completely frustrated and sometimes depressed. And it feels like you should just give up and let the worst happen. Today, I may not have answers to your questions, but I want you to know that you are the reason why someone still finds life worth living. I want you to know that you are the reason why someone is going to celebrate Christmas this year. I want you to know that you are the reason why your grandkids still have grandpa and grandma around, and you don't want to take that from them. You love grandma and grandpa, right? See? told you. I want you to also know that you are the reason why your family still have the matriarch and the patriarch of the families and funny jokes, right? You are the reason. I want you to know that you are the reason why someone still believes in God, because they can see God loving them through you. So don't be tired. When you feel very exhausted and tired, know that you mean a lot to those people that you're taking care of. They may never have said this or done something to prove this to you, but that's the fact. I want you to know that God appreciates all your sacrifices. And I want you to know that somebody is down on their knees praying for you. I met a couple some months ago, and the man works full time, but he brings the wife from Prescott over to the valley every week for medical checkup. Full time job, but he does that every week. And that really touched me. And I thought about the King Jim, how he took care of Debbie for months before she passed. And I know that that's the story of many of you here. I know of Sandy Mapp, who has been taking care of Fred, her husband, for a long time. He's gone through a series of surgeries. I know of Connie, who is very dedicated to taking care of Dr. Norm. I know of a lot of you. I know of Mary, Rob's wife, who goes to William from time to time to care for her mom. A lot of you are making the sacrifice. I know of Deacon Sheba, who, since I came to this parish, has been doing that. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you and comfort you and give you hope and joy. Those of you here today who know people like this, especially all caregivers and friends and family members who spend their time and life as caregivers to family members, they deserve some special appreciation from us. It would be very great if we can do something for them this Christmas to show our support to them. We can give them some kind of surprise gift or package. Let us please reach out to them and remind them that they are not alone. Some of you doing this great and selfless service are here today. And I want to do this song for you. So we have Gabriel, who will take the first verse of the song. I'll do the second. And you all gonna join and do the third verse to say thank you for all caregivers, all those who give their life for others. It's Gabriel, what hymn?
684.
684, yeah.
Here I am, standing right beside you. Here I am, do not be afraid. Here I am,
face of every child. I am here in every woman's embrace. I am here with tenderness and mercy. Here I am. I am here.
Here I am, standing right beside you. Here I am, do not be afraid. Here I am, waiting like a lover. I am here, here I am.
I am here in the midst of every.